103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, look who's on the hot seat today. It's our very own DZ.
Good morning. Hey, y'all.
Hi, it's me. You. You're the problem, or are you?
Or are you? Am I? There you go. Am I the jerk, or am I not?
We offer ourselves up on am I the jerk. What's the problem, DZ?
Well, so, and what's crazy about this is, and I even break it down. I had heard about a similar situation for somebody else and went, man, I don't know what I would do. And then lo and behold, over the weekend, I was faced with the very, very basically the same moral dilemma.
The same moral dilemma. What happened?
Yeah. So, like I said, my pops came up, met his second grandson over the weekend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My little sister came up too, but also my dad's partner. Also, everybody came up, right?
Uh-huh.
And now, I don't necessarily dislike this lady. But her and I, we don't really know each other well. I've only met her a few times, maybe like five, or, you know, been in the same vicinity. Got lunch with him once, so I don't know her super, super well. But they all came up to meet the baby.
Okay.
Now, they get there, hang out. My little sister, like normal, boom, washes her hands, comes, takes the baby, because she's DT Angie.
That's what you do when there's a new baby. You walk in and you wash your hands.
Exactly.
I feel like that's common knowledge when you go near a baby. Okay,
you know,
go on.
My dad, next, boom, washes his hands. He'd like to hold the baby as well, right?
Oh, okay.
Cool. So we're hanging out. And the lady, at no point in time, went to go wash her hands. So I didn't necessarily remind her or ask her, like, hey, do you want to hold the baby? You should go wash your hands. It's not my job to do that for somebody I don't feel like, right? But then at one point she goes, uses the restroom. I know she washes her hands and comes back. And I feel like she's kind of like looking at me, I guess, expecting something. And I don't know if she's expecting me to ask if she wants to hold the baby or something. But
yeah.
I didn't offer. I didn't necessarily feel like I had to offer, you know, but I got to wondering, am I the jerk for not letting my dad's partner hold the baby? Because she didn't hold the baby at all.
She didn't ask.
They were at the house for a couple hours, you know,
really?
And obviously they were there to meet the baby, but she didn't really like interact with the child, our newborn, whatsoever.
Do you guys have a relationship with her, really, other than like the casual like hello?
No.
Is it awkward, I'm saying, with your dad's woman?
I don't really feel like it's awkward. We just don't know her like that, so it's like we don't have much to talk about. It's all very generic conversation, and that's fine. That's fine. That's cool, because it's not about me. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, you're not with me. I don't see you day-to-day or however often, whatever. That's y'all thing over there. Y'all handle y'all business. But if you come into my house to meet my baby, I don't feel like I need to be the one to go, Matubenya, who my baby? Who am? No.
I didn't let her
hold the baby, and I'm going, well, is that a jerk move? Because I'm sure she wanted to hold the baby. I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did, and there was opportunities too, but she never took the opportunity.
Okay, now I'm going to say not the jerk for the mere reason. Do you know whose responsibility it was to help her if she felt uncomfortable? Not yours. Your dad's. He would have gone in there knowing she already felt a certain type of way. Maybe you guys don't know each other well enough, so that's what makes it uncomfortable. I get it. You know, I mean, she's not your mom. You have a mom, and now your dad's with somebody else. That's awkward.
Of course.
That's awkward. Let's just keep it real.
Sure.
But then your dad should have said, can she hold, like, he should have mediated, you know? You shouldn't have to ask your dad's partner if she wants to hold your baby.
Right. I mean, she's an adult.
She should care and want to. It's like her dude's grandkid. I can't imagine not wanting to hold.
and since she didn't necessarily make that effort, I was like, well, bet. Cool. You know, not to mention she didn't eat dinner with us. So that's on a whole nother story. So
what?
I'm cool that she didn't necessarily hold the baby, because I'm over here.
What do you mean she didn't eat dinner? Bruh. Everybody else ate dinner but her?
Yep.
No.
Exactly what I said. And we waited to eat dinner with them too. So that's a whole
that's weird.
Dog, that's a whole nother am I the jerk. You feel me? Like, we could pop that another day. But after that, I was like, oh, you definitely ain't holding the baby now. Call me Petitious, but what up? Prince Petitious in the house.
You ain't gonna hold my baby. You're not gonna come in and eat with us. Get the hell out. What are you even doing here?
Right.
I would have been like, why are you here?
Why?
Hey. Like, why?
Hey,
so, listen. Okay.
Listen.
So, basically, we want to know if DZ's a jerk because he didn't offer up his baby for his dad's partner to hold when his dad came to meet the baby. And the partner never asked. She never held the baby.
Is this jerk energy?
How long have they been together? Can I ask anything?
No idea. I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like 2 months or 2 years. It makes a difference.
It's been a couple of years. I feel like because my parents have been separated for a few years now, right? I feel like she should have been comfortable enough. She's met the firstborn. I'm pretty sure she held Sammy when he was born.
Yeah,
you know, like when she actually got to meet him, not when he was born. But you know what I'm saying, man? Yeah. Like, listen, overall, I feel like it might have been jerk energy. I'm not calling myself the jerk, but I feel like it could be jerk energy. I just don't know. So I'm presenting it to y'all. Put myself up on the chat. Chopping block.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what everybody says. 414-533-1037. Is DZ the jerk because he didn't offer up his baby for his dad's partner to hold? We are getting some texts. I'll read that for sure. I cannot wait to read some of these next, but let's see what the listeners are going to say.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, the texts are good, but I want to hear what the callers say before we read the texts. I don't want to sway anyone's vote today.
Okay, for sure. I feel you. Well, go ahead.
DZ the jerk.
That's what we want to know.
All right, Brianna's in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so is DZ the jerk because his dad and his dad's partner came to meet the baby, and the partner, she never held the baby. She just sat there.
Yeah, she just sat there. Is he the jerk for
not even, like, offering up the baby? What do you think?
He's not the jerk. He's not.
Okay.
I am half Mexican, half Puerto Rican. If you, in our family... When there's a newborn, let me hold the baby. Dame el bebé. Dame el bebé. I want to hold him. And yes, you have to wash your hands.
Give me a baby.
Dame el bebé. Like, that's how it is. Like, if you don't, we can tell when you don't want to hold the baby because you're not offering to hold the baby. You're coming to my house to get to know the baby. So you should be... Give me the baby. Let me hold the baby. It's my turn.
Hey, if you're not asking, that means you don't want to, so why would I offer it? I love that spirit.
I think she was uncomfortable, and I think your dad then should have been like, oh, do you want to hold the baby? Because I don't think it was your problem to ask her if she wants to hold the baby.
That's not his baby to offer up. Hold on, no. That's his grandson. That ain't his baby to offer up.
That's his baby.
That ain't his baby to offer up.
Have you met grandparents?
Yeah, true. That is their baby. Listen.
No laws apply to grandparents. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Brianna brings a great point, though. That Latino in you, and I mean, families in general, when you want to hold the baby, you going to know because people going to be fighting, talking about, no, it's my turn.
But wait, this is my question then. Does your dad's partner, does she have any kids of her own?
I believe so.
This is what I need to know, because that means she's maternal. And what the hell? You know what I mean? Then I go, if you had said she's not maternal, she doesn't have kids, it's not her jam.
Listen, I don't know.
That's not the jerk.
But Brianna says thanks. Not the jerk. Appreciate you, Brianna.
Not the jerk, for sure.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Gabby next. Gabby, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we started it off. Brianna says, not the jerk. Gabby, what do you say? Am I the jerk or am I not the jerk for not letting my dad's partner hold the baby?
I believe you are the jerk.
Okay, now explain, please. Standing on business.
Because you did say that she went to wash her hands, then she went to the bathroom again. So she was giving you signals that she wanted to hold the baby. She's at your house. She's at your house, and probably, you know, the way she reads you, the way you present yourself, maybe she was a little intimidated and wanted to be respectful.
I mean, yeah, I can tell.
Offer.
I mean, I am intimidating.
You can tell when DZ doesn't like you.
I'm mad intimidating. I'm not intimidating at all.
Right. So your dad, in reality, your dad should have been the one like, hey, can she hold the baby?
Ah.
I I don't agree, though, that she was giving signals. Like, she is a grown woman, and she is the she's technically the adult. Even though we're all adults, she's your dad's partner. So right. in this case, you revert back to being the child. She's the adult.
Right. Like, I felt like she didn't give me no cues at the same time, you know? And at one point, they were just like, okay, we should get going. And I was like, all right, bye.
Awkward.
But no, I hear what you're saying, and I'll keep it a buck with y'all. I don't feel like I put a negative disposition towards her, but I just don't know her well enough to feel like I'm going to be myself around her, because that's an intimate setting. And I will add this for context. That was her first time at our new house.
Exactly.
So I didn't think about that. And honestly, Gabby is making me reconsider. I'm not calling myself the jerk. I'm not going to agree. Look at that Midwest night. She said, no, not you. Not you. The situation, Gabby. We appreciate you, says jerk.
She's standing on it. I like it. Thanks for calling, Gabby.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
That was good.
I love it when people aren't afraid to call and call us the jerk. That's even funnier. Casey's in Milwaukee. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how are you?
Well, good. Well, I'm fine. Well, actually, I'm sick, but I'm fine. Now, is ZZ okay? We're going to find out depending on what you say next. Is he the jerk?
We're good enough. You're the tiebreaker. What do you say?
He is not the jerk because I think that... being, you know, the significant other of his father, she should have took it upon herself to go see the baby. That's what they went over there for.
Right.
And it's like, you know what I mean? Why did you go if you didn't want to eat dinner and you didn't want to, you know, hold the baby? So I think she should have took it upon herself. She's grown. And everybody else went to take the baby. She washed her hands. Go get the baby. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, not the jerk, definitely.
I love it. I love it. Let's go, Casey.
I love it, too. You actually won today, DZ. You're not the jerk.
Mama made it. No pun intended, because we're talking about my pops.
Let's be real. If they tried to call you the jerk, we'd fix it.
Hey. But today,
I'm kidding.
Odds were in my favor. Jerk. Casey, appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you, Casey.
Bye.
I don't think what you did was wrong. I think it's weird that she didn't ask. I think she clearly was uncomfortable. And the fact that she didn't even eat with you shows how even more uncomfortable she was. She felt a certain type of way. But guess what? Not your problem. It's your house. And if your dad doesn't want to mediate, that's not your problem, DZ. That's your advice from Allie, even though I know none of these people.
No, but I appreciate that because it feels like it has some merit to it. And I'm not even going off of the fact that, like, whatever, me and this lady don't coexist or coincide. Like, that is not my horse. That is not my chair. That is not my problem. It is what it is. If she wanted to have held the baby, I wasn't going to deny that to her.
Right.
You feel me? I obviously would have asked her to wash her hands. Anybody, we're going to make you wash your hands if you want to hold the child. Right?
Period.
But you ain't ask. Hey, close mouths. Don't get fed.
No. Oh. Oh, man. Dude, I wish I would have been there. I wish I would have been a fly on the wall for this.